Hi, singers. Chris Beatty here from vocalcoach.com. Hey, I got a great email question, and I thought I'd share it with you and some thoughts on it. Here's the question. Chris, I bought the Vocal Coach series from you at a workshop, and you mentioned warming up while driving to rehearsals. I thought I had heard not to do that. Is it okay as long as you have correct posture? Well, this is a great question because it's a really practical one for all singers. Well, let's start with the ideal warm-up or practice scenario. That would have you peaceful, quiet, undisturbed. You're rested, you've eaten well, and have just read something relaxing. Maybe even had a string quartet playing during your meal. And no, I'm not being sarcastic. Superstars like Luciano Pavarotti and Michael Jackson traveled with their own chefs, their own food supply, and in the case of Pavarotti, their own entertainment for backstage to keep him relaxed. Now, most of us, if we waited for this kind of ideal situation to happen, it wouldn't happen and we wouldn't get warmed up. And the result is that we wouldn't develop the muscle memory necessary for good singing. So, is it okay to warm up in the car? Well, I've sung all over the world, and sometimes the only place I knew I could really get away to think and warm up was in a rental car. Pavarotti and Jackson I'm not, but I do know when my voice and mind and emotions feel like I'm really ready to perform, and I'll do about anything to make that happen. Whether you're a choir director, a worship leader, a soloist, sometimes the car is the only place for you to get focus. So put in a vocal coach warm-up or daily workout and go for it. The goal is to be ready. Now, if you do end up warming up in a car, number one, make sure the rearview mirror is positioned comfortably high, and this requires and encourages you to sit tall so you can see out the back window and have good posture. Number two, keep your hands in the 1 and 3 o'clock positions on the steering wheel. This will stabilize your chest and rib position and keep them comfortably expanded. Number three, have a goal of physically feeling a free, rich tone, since road noise or air conditioning may make it really hard to hear what you're doing. Number four, don't try to out-sing the car noise. Instead, sing smart. If you begin to strain, back off and recheck posture, breathing, and your tone quality. If you aren't solid in those foundations, make a plan. Get some materials or some personal training and learn to do it right. What if your schedule or situation doesn't allow for a good warm-up? Well, that's where muscle memory and experience do kick in to get you through, but it's not something you want to get comfortable with. Those who do ultimately get comfortable with sloppy warm-ups or no warm-ups, they pay the price with unpredictable performances. There's always some time to do humming and lip trills, even if it's only when you're in the shower and when you're getting ready. In summary, do all you can to assure regular warm-up and practice times in ideal surroundings, but when that can't happen, make sure to still prepare your voice and heart, even if you need to hide in the janitor's closet or do it in the car. Have a question you'd like answered? Just email me at chris@vocalcoach.com and put question in the subject.